Welcome to the fucking Bearded Idiots Podcast.
Do it harder.
Talking about sucking dick and licking booty holes. What you got for us, Kelly?
Get your hands off my dildo.
Shitty the cocktail.
She said, I want you to come all over my face and down my throat and let me swallow every drop. I was like, God damn it.
God dang, girl.
I'm not balled deep into this, but I'm mid-shaft.
Love that big dick.
All great ideas come from drinking a whole bottle of whiskey between three dudes in less than an hour.
I'd be swiping left and jacking off the queer.
Get your big wheels. We're going to the motherfucking strip club.
Shit. What do you expect out of us?
Right.
We're just normal dudes that have weird shit happen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bearded Idiots Podcast. My name is Curtis Harmon. I have me tonight, as always, my two girls. I got Aaron Beezer Bailey.
Yeah.
Kelly Redbridge Sparks.
Yeah.
It's been a whole motherfucking week, and Mark Zara is still hanging around.
Wow.
He just won't leave. So we're like, fuck it. Let's go again.
Yeah.
Fuck, I almost forgot that we were going to do a whiskey review. Can you hand me that bottle, Kelly? This is another of the benchmarks that we talked about last time. This one is the Bonded. It says, of the highest quality, single season. A lot of words on the front of this that just say things that probably mean fucking nothing.
It's all marketing.
Oh, yeah. Hold up. It says, the bourbon standard.
Oh. What?
So, fucking get ready for so I'm guessing this is quality bourbon. Here we
bottled
go.
Bottled and bond, 100 proof.
It is 100 proof because it, I don't know. It doesn't say.
It's bonded.
It says it bonded. On the side. It explains the bottled and bond.
Oh, yeah, bonded. The Bottled and Bond Act of 1897 set strict standards for bonded whiskey. This 100-proof Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey aged 4 years to meet those standards. Enjoy the rich flavor and long, smooth finish.
Smooth.
We'll be the judge of that.
There you go.
Make a lot of noise over there pouring that whiskey.
It's ASMR time. It smells like Benchmark.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, it does.
Is smooth a bad word in whiskey? Because whenever any whiskey says smooth to me, I think, well, I probably won't like it. It's probably watered down. That's what smooth says to me.
Yeah. Lack of flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word I use when there's no burn whatsoever, which I like not burn. So.
Yeah, that's like a higher proof benchmark, yep. Which is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm kind of getting excited about that foolproof bottle. That tastes like Benchmark.
What do you think, BZ?
I don't know. That first taste was odd. I'm going to have to try it again.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of Buffalo Trace.
I wonder why. Yeah, just the regular Buffalo Trace, their flagship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably the exact same thing. They just, there's a little fork in the road whenever they're doing the bottling. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, we're going to put this one in Buffalo Trace and this one in the new Benchmark Bonded.
Yeah. It's got another sweet note. It doesn't have the mint or the whatever that was in the last one. But it's sweet. And I don't know if that's the influence of last week's candy.
That's Eagle Rare all day long.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
That candy took a week to get off your palate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm still feeling sick to my stomach from a week ago from eating all that candy.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's good. And I don't know if I just got excited about these because, you know, we're such a fan of the Benchmark. I mean, hell, it was all I drank for several months there. I've kind of gotten away from it now, and I was like, oh, man.
I mean, you say we like it was all three of us. I mean, it was mainly just you and BZ.
Yeah, but, I mean, you didn't hate Benchmark.
I didn't hate it. Y'all loved it a little too much.
It was good. All right. It still is good, and this is just like a little bit better version of that.
Mm-hmm. It's a short step up from being bottom shelf.
Right.
Not quite bottom shelf.
Mm-mm. I don't know, man.
It's if there was a shelf between bottom shelf and mid shelf, this is where that would be.
Right. Agreed. Well, I can't get rid of that. There's a very sweet vanilla note that just keeps happening. I understand, Terry, it's not like fucking, it's not like that screwball or whatever the fuck we had, that monkey fucker.
No, I've tried Benchmark before.
Yeah.
Monkey fucker.
But didn't we have something on here one time? It was like monkey something or another.
Monkey shoulder?
No, yeah. Not monkey shoulder.
Pickle fucker?
Maybe that's what it was.
What are you thinking of?
Old Smokey?
Motherfucker?
Motherfucker.
What were we talking about? I wasn't listening. I mean, I can help.
You had Screwball.
Yeah.
But we had another flavored whiskey that wasn't the Old Smokey.
Salt Caramel.
Yeah, but what was the name of that?
Old Smokey.
Nah, there was another one. In between... Old Smokey and...
The one Brian Jones... Wasn't it Brian Jones that brought it?
No, it was Fat John.
Fat John.
It was a coffee. Coffee something or another.
That's what I'm thinking of. I don't know if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, because we had something that was like a monkey fucker.
Like cold brew coffee?
Jameson cold brew.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it was that. I don't know.
Maybe.
There was some kind of... For whatever reason, I had it in my head that we had some little... Like flavored whiskey that had the word monkey in it for some reason.
Oh, hey.
No, but you should start a whiskey called Monkey Fucker.
Monkey Fucker. I'm right. It would sell. There's no doubt about that. I want to give this a 5.5 just because it has a little bit more bite.
What did I give the last one? 3.5?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to go like 4.
I'm going 5. Half.
4.5.
Yep. I think this one's a little bit better than that other one just because it's fucking 50% alcohol, probably.
It just still tastes flat.
Yeah, it's like it's like you're waiting for something else to show up and it just doesn't show up.
Well, this is it's aged for at least 4 years because it's bonded.
Right.
That's why I think the other ones are 4 years old, because they don't have the age statement, but bonded has to be 4 years old. And it's just, it's like it hit that one day after it hit 4 years old. They're like, bottle it.
Yep. Roll them barrels down here, taking up all this fucking warehouse space.
You see those 1,000 barrels? We're going to use that for every single fucking label. We're just going to prove them different.
Exactly.
Probably exactly what happened.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, you can expect a lot. I mean, I guess you can. I mean, you can put whatever expectations you want on a $20 bottle of fucking whiskey, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had some that are cheaper bottles that surprised us. And again, I'm not like just hating on this fucking thing. I think I built it up in my mind for them to be something different. And I'm still holding out hope for the foolproof. You know what I mean?
I'll give it a 5. It's not quite 4.5. I'll give it a 5. If somebody had it at their house and I went there with nothing in my hand and they're like, hey, I got this Benchmark, I'll be like, I'll take a glass.
Right.
I will not. I wouldn't turn it away.
Yeah. Where you at on it, Aaron Bailey?
All right, 5. I already gave it 5.
Oh, okay. Sorry. This motherfucker. Caught him off guard. He's surprised. That he's in the middle of a podcast and we shocked him with a question.
What? Huh? Talking to me? Yeah, I gave it a 5 a while back.
What an asshole.
We have Mark on the podcast with us.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Where were you at during the intro?
I heard you. I'm just saying we haven't included him. So here we are. Here we are.
You know, I think you should review one of... I know that Beezy likes this, but I don't know what your take, what your take is on it. The Bloody Mary with like chicken wings and fucking watermelons and...
Burgers and shrimp and lobster claws.
Yeah.
Me and Aaron got one time at Bubba's that was a fucking meal on the top of the goddamn Bloody Mary glass.
That is something if you want to be sick, if you've been poisoned and you've got to get some poison out of your system, you need to be sick. Order that fucking thing.
Shit it right out, huh?
Yeah. So I think you should review one of them. The lobster claws, the chicken wings, everything.
They're actually in the glass.
You've never seen them?
They pile this shit up on top of it.
Order that fucking
Google images.
Yeah, there we go. There's right there.
I don't order that fruity ass shit.
Dude, a Bloody
Mary's
delicious.
They're fucking awesome with bacon. Look at that motherfucker. I got a rib in it.
And fucking
shrimp. Shrimp cocktail.
Peppers. What? That's the bacon.
What are those, peppercinis?
Is there a straw in there? How the hell are you going to drink the fucking drink?
Oh, you eat all that first.
Celery. Man. Like, this right here got a whole fucking Chick-fil-A sandwich on it.
Yeah, it does.
You should send him a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah.
Y'all got Chick-fil-A over there?
Don't think so.
Oh, man. That's probably God's chicken.
It's probably,
it is God's chicken.
Probably too many fags over there. That's why they don't like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, man. I eat and drink the shit out of that.
It's got donuts on it.
That's a motherfucking donut. It's got
a
muffin.
That's a powdered donut.
That's a muffin.
You got a whole meal, a three-course meal, and a drink.
You've got a partial charcuterie board. Fucking olives and cheese blocks and shit.
Cucumber, powdered donuts, chocolate donuts, a muffin, tomatoes, cheese.
Okay, I changed my mind. I'll have one of those.
Yes, they're good, dude.
They were making them at Memphis there for a while that had shrimps and fucking okra and all that kind of shit on it. And we were up there one night. We were like, hey, can we have one of those that we saw y'all posting about earlier in the day? And they're like, oh, fuck, we basically ran out of all the ingredients. She goes, basically, all we got left is like the pickled okra. And Terry's like, I'll have some.
Yeah.
And they brought her a whole fucking glass of pickled okra. And we sat around munched on that most of the night.
Is that a half of a weenie?
I think. And cheese.
Yeah.
And then you got your onion. Olive.
Tomatoes, shrimp, asparagus.
Is that a Brussels sprout?
No, thanks. It looks like, nah. I don't know.
All with this bacon cheddar cheeseburger.
Dude.
And a side of beer.
I was going to say,
your drink has a side of beer.
Yes. Which,
you need the beer to get all the food down. And then you get to the Bloody Mary.
I do enjoy a good
you
Bloody Mary.
Have people like puking up fucking everywhere in your clubs.
Is no, man.
It support a fucking job, you know. People, they have to employ people to sweep up all the sick everywhere and get it outside. I tell you, that would wreck everybody over here. You can't be mixing all that shit with fucking alcohol.
Did you get that? Oh, Mark.
I don't know, man. A lot of times we eat. A lot of times we have a meal at the bar, especially now that Memphis has food there. We get a fucking hamburger and some goddamn french fries and then turn around and drink yourself to death.
It's not in your drink, though.
But it growing out of your drink at the same time.
No.
I mean, we go for a kebab after a couple of beers, but you don't fucking have it sticking out of your drink. That would make you sick straight away.
I could go for a fucking kebab.
Yeah.
Well, what he calls a kebab is what we call a euro.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I could go for one of those, too.
Yeah. Like a Polish sausage sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
It's lamb. Yeah,
Hot Dog Express has those. It's awesome.
They're lamb.
With sauerkraut on it.
Lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lamb.
So,
lamb kebab.
So our kebabs are like meat and
vegetables
on a skewer.
Yeah.
Like a wooden or steel skewer that you cook over the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We put them on the grill.
Yeah, for our good kebabs, we have dirty kebabs as well, which is like, we call it doner meat.
Doner meat?
Doner meat and chips. That's the classic. If you just walk into a kebab shop and say, meat and chips.
Meat and chips.
Meat and chips, and they slap it in there in the little cardboard box. Meat and chips, a little bit of salad on top, bit of burger sauce, you're away.
What is burger sauce?
Yeah, what is burger sauce?
What is burger sauce?
It's like, fuck, I don't know. It's like, it's a shit.
I don't know, I just fucking eat it, man.
That's what got me confused, is he went and got a fucking gyro with burger sauce.
Well, it's like you go to McDonald's, you get a Big Mac, it's got Big Mac sauce on it. What the fuck's Big Mac sauce? You don't know, but it's fucking good.
Special sauce.
It's like Big Mac
secret sauce.
Yeah.
It's fucking Thousand Island dressing is what it is.
I went for a McDonald's one day and they had a Big Tasty and it was like a special. And I said to the girl there at the drive-thru, I said, what's the sauce on a Big Tasty burger? And she said, it's Big Tasty sauce.
So I watched a movie one time with John Travolta, and I can't remember the name of it, but he's bald.
Royale with cheese.
A Royale with cheese. Is that what y'all call it?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking
no.
Yeah.
No.
Royale with cheese is from Pulp Fiction.
100%.
Well, that's not the movie I was talking about.
100%.
He also talked. There's a. What's the movie where he's in? He's bald and he is like a. I don't know if he's a mercenary or whatever he is.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about.
He's like a fuck straight running badass.
I can't think of it.
But he says that that in the movie too. He was like, you know, they don't call these quarter pounders with cheese.
I never watched that movie.
Over there, they call it Royales with cheese.
You'll have to look bet up you that IMDb. Was...
I have Pulp Fiction on DVD, and I've seen it a million times, and I do not remember that part.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
Be a nod to Pulp Fiction.
Probably.
Even if it's a different film, that's a nod to Pulp Fiction.
You're saying it's not from Pulp Fiction?
No, I'm saying it's a nod
to Pulp Fiction. Oh, a nod. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's the same guy. It's John Travolta. So he,
I don't remember what movie that was. I don't think I ever watched it.
I don't know. Google.
Google John Travolta, Travolta movies.
Bald.
Just IMDb.
Badass.
Not Face Off, is it?
No.
No, that was a dumbass movie.
Nicolas it's a good. Cage. It's a good movie. I mean, it's just a. It's a shoot 'em up, killing, whoop ass movie.
I mean,
shoot 'em up. But most films with Nicolas Cage in are a little bit odd, don't they?
Just. There it is. There it is right there. From Paris with Love.
From Paris with Love, yeah.
Is that a Tarantino film?
No, I doubt it.
So.
From Paris with Love.
That's a good-ass movie, though. You should watch it if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. If it's a Tarantino flick, then it makes all the sense in the world why he would drop that.
I don't know.
Nope. It's not a Tarantino film.
Mm-mm. Oh, well. Good movie. Check it. Watch it.
I have a hard time picturing
John Travolta as a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
wasn't he in Pulp Fiction? Him and Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, but Samuel L. Jackson was the badass in Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Well, he's also in Face Off. He was a badass in Face Off.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess after seeing him in Grease, it's like you're Danny. That's who you are.
Oh, I was thinking of Wild Hogs. Ever seen him in Wild Hogs? Anyways, what were we talking about? Burgers, food. Food and drinks.
Burger sauce.
Yeah, burger sauce.
And the fact that they call their kebabs, or their gyros kebabs, and their kebabs, they don't actually have a kebab. Do y'all have meat on a stick?
Probably. All sorts of meats on a stick. When I go to a garage, you get chicken on a stick.
You go to a what?
Garage.
Garage? Garage?
Station.
Petrol station.
Oh, gas station.
Gas station.
Convenience store.
They don't call it gas, and they wonder why we call it gas, because they're like, it's not a gas. It's a petrol. Liquid.
It's petrol.
But it comes from gasoline.
That's correct.
We're not calling it a gas. That's from TikTok. There's a guy from the UK on TikTok, and he's like, why do y'all call them gas stations? It's not a gas. It's a liquid.
God. I like that guy you sent the other day. And he's going, oh, dude. He's all right. He's like,
Hear me out, dude.
Is that the one who?
Kids, dude. They don't even say it right, dude. They're like,
he's like, you're telling me they're walking around talking like that all the time? Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here.
You sent that into the AO, right?
Yeah.
I bet you I can find that bitch.
Yep, well, I posted a couple of his videos to our Instagram. The one about the fake titties.
Fake titties.
Thousands of years from now, archaeologists are digging up these fake titties. What are these?
The guy's talking like this.
Yeah.
He's like, they're gonna be digging up ground. Thousand years from now, and find a pair of fake titties in the ground.
Oh God. What is it?
I don't know.
I'm getting there.
I don't have TikTok. I don't do that gay shit.
What?
Man, you should.
I don't do TikTok. I don't play video games. All that fucking child's play.
Oh, you play video games.
I just don't. Oh, somebody's starting Discord. I just don't. Well, there it goes. I heard it. Is that? Come on, guys.
What happens to breast implants after you die, dude? They take them out, or are archaeologists in 7,000 years just going to be digging up loose titties left and right in what used to be Orange County, dude? Like, what kind of jiggly fossils are these, dude?
Jiggly fossils. Terry, you got the Bluetooth volume up?
I think so. Hang on.
All right, let's see if it'll work.
Hear me out, dude. I don't think that British accents are real. I have no basis in this. Other than that, I just do not believe that they're doing that all the time, dude. There's no way. Have you ever heard a British little kid, dude? It sounds like they're faking it, like they're not good at it, dude. There's no way you're doing that all the time. There's no way you stub your toe and you're like, oh, literally, no way. No way, dude. It's not real. And then they measure themselves in stones, dude. Come on. Aluminium? Fuck off. Is that right?
No. Aluminium? Fuck off.
It is funny as hell. I mean, there's been a few times I've been playing the game and with Mark, and like you can hear his kids in the background, and it's like, oh yeah, they're just tiny versions of him. They sound just like him.
I made a comment when him and Jimmy were playing. It's been months ago, but I heard his kid for the first time come up and talk, and I was like, it sounds just like you.
Yeah,
but just with a voice that hasn't matured yet. They're like, what? That's fucking weird. I've never heard a little kid talk like that. I just thought y'all just all had deep voices and grown up when you start talking.
He's like, oh my god, they're born like that.
You're born with that silly little accent.
Silly British accent.
Oh god. Anyway.
Yeah, our boss's wife, her dad was British. And her mom was just, you know, regular ass fucking American, I guess. I don't know. But you can hear when Tammy speaks, there's certain words that when she speaks them, because she grew up like the first, 10 years of her life or some shit, they spent in England. So there's things that when she's talking to you, you can kind of pick up. She didn't have an actual Texas/American accent. There's little hints of the British accent in there. It's kind of weird when she's talking, especially when she gets a few drinks in her. It kind of starts slipping a little bit more. It almost sounds more Irish than anything.
I mean, if any one of us in this room went over there and stayed with Mark for a year,
yeah,
you come back, you're going to have it. It's going to be bastardized because of our hick fucking backwoods East Texas drawl, but It's gonna be there. They're gonna be like, "Where the fuck are you?"
I feel
from?
Like you'd probably be more infused with the terminology rather than the accent. No, in other words, you would say posh and fucking, you know, bloody hell,
spot of tea,
yeah, shit like that.
You'll get the accent.
Yeah, you'd pick up the accent as well, wouldn't you? You'd get little bits. I mean, even you and Jenny, like the amount. I mean, we've been playing fucking Call of Duty for how long now? We've been playing it for probably well over a year, I would say. And you're even used to, you're picking up little bits that you'll be like, fucking, there's some guy parachuting in, I'm trying to shoot him. Oh, fucking hell. And
oh, fucking hell.
Bloody hell.
Fucking wanker cunts. Yeah. Yep, I know, man. I had a buddy.
A few times going, that fucking dickhead.
He's picking up on us now. Right. Fuck that dickhead.
It's interchangeable.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about him on the podcast. You went down to Houston and met him, Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly knows Daniel, but I'm talking about him. He moved to Trinidad after high school, Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, yeah.
When he came back, he had, you could hear it in his voice. Certain things he would say, like,
the island
you're not accent. Saying that right. That's not how that word works.
Right, exactly.
Like, he would just have a slight accent from being over there for a couple of years or whatever, and I was just like, that's weird.
Well, if you listen to y'all have heard my brother calling to the show before. You're like, that is the most country motherfucker I've ever.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up within 100 miles of each other.
He doesn't try to sound that way. That's just the way he sounds.
Right.
Whereas I went off, I lived in South Carolina for 5 years, and I was around some of my closest friends were Yankees, Iowa, freaking North Dakota. I mean,
North Dakota.
I mean, you can pull that accent out. My roommate at one time was from Maine. I had two different roommates, one from upstate New York, one from Maine. So, like, all of these different accents kind of played a role on mine. So, whenever you listen to me now compared to my brother, we don't even sound like we're from the same fucking area.
Right.
But I still have people say, man, you sound country. I'm like, I do.
Right. Yeah, when I was over the road, when I owned that truck and all that stuff and driving around, and you go up north and people are like, dude, you sound like a fucking bumpkin. And it's like, no, I can get you some motherfuckers that what I call redneck ventriloquists, where they don't move their fucking mouth and they talk to you. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, Wayne, we're going to go over here and do this.
Aaron, you murder them.
You need to go over and get that train and hook it up on the back of that truck. And it's, I can understand them. But yeah, it's crazy how you can have such a...
What?
How far do you go to get a different accent?
Shit.
Not far.
60 miles.
Yeah. Louisiana. Right. You, from us, you can go over into Louisiana, which is a 45-minute drive, hour drive at most, and then head south for like 15 minutes after that. And those dudes speak Creole, which is like a mix between...
French and
French and Cajun. Spanish and American, and fuck if you can figure out what the hell they're saying.
I'll play you that video of that dude doing the cooking. I'll put that on a crack-a-doodle.
Put that on a crack-a-doodle.
Pull up like Swamp People.
I know. That's a fake one, but
pull up a video of like Creole speak.
All right. Speaking of going up north and having a country accent, this is a black guy speaking, by the way.
Traveling around this country, I've been all the way to California and as far north as might. Seems every time I want to go up north, I always get questioned about my accent because I'm clearly from the south. And people always ask me, you know, man, you know, you got a real southern accent. You know, I'm worried, man. You know, you seem to be a lot of prejudice and racism down there. And I say, hey, whoa, slow your roll there. I've got a lot of Asian friends. I've got Jewish friends, hell, I've got even gay friends. You know, I just hate them damn niggas.
Wow. Yeah.
You could watch his eyes when he was making that. He was watching the timer so he could time it to where it would be the last possible second he cut himself off.
Yep. Good stuff.
But yeah, it's funny. And if we were to hear somebody from England speak, right?
We are.
Yeah. Currently, from Mark's area, if we listen, obviously we're listening to Mark and we hear his accent and the way he speaks. Oh, yeah. If we were to hear somebody that lived in northern England,
Northumberland,
I think to us, it would basically sound the fucking same, right? Mm. Whereas if you talk to somebody from Texas, right, and then you talk to somebody from, hell, even Arkansas, or particularly if you go up into, like, Illinois and shit like that, which is not that fucking far, I feel like there'd be a very distinct difference. So do you find that to be true, Mark, that people where you live have an accent versus people, like, in northern England or western England? Or like, can you tell where people are from just inside England itself, or does everybody just kind of sound the same?
No, definitely, like, I mean, Birmingham springs to mind. Let me see if I can find a video of Birmingham accent. Here we go.
Well, Ozzy's from Birmingham.
Is he?
Yeah. I think.
Well, I mean, it's going to be country as fuck. I mean, if he's pulling up somebody from Alabama, it's not going to sound anything at all like
Birmingham.
What he sounds like. Oh, I got you.
Jesus Christ.
Hello everyone, Anna here from EnglishLikeANative.com, the site which teaches you to speak English with confidence. Many of you have been asking, my kit won't fit.
What?
He's a baby seat. Now, the long vowel present in words such as bath, past,
bath.
Bring it forward
when it comes
a bit.
To the sound. But basically, listeners will hear something closer to the oi sound, like in the word choice. Have a listen. Why? Mine? Croy?
Croy.
Croy.
Yeah.
Lie.
Sentences.
I don't know if that's a good video, but basically
I quite like it.
But I think it proves my point because
sounds the same to us.
To me, to us, that chick sounds exactly like you.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Right. So when you watch Peaky Blinders, they're from Birmingham. They sound different, though. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like they're speaking like an older version. Like you speak more modern. I would think.
No, they speak a version that we can understand better. I don't even...
Let's try, Let's try this one. It says,
okay, first question. Do you do you consider yourself to have an accent?
I think so, yeah, mate. Oh, I do have a bit of accent. I've been told I've got a Brummie accent, I have.
Okay. For how long have you had it?
Since I was a child. I was born in Astor, Birmingham. Brummagen.
Have you ever been stereotyped based on the accent you have?
Yes. By southerners. By London people with London accents. They once said that when I was on a university course in London.
Yeah, that dude sounds just like you.
Yeah, it does. Can't tell the difference.
It doesn't prove my point.
But that's what he was saying. Like for us down in South, when we hear somebody from New York talking, we know that they're from the North.
It's like clear as a fucking bell. They're not from here.
But I don't think you could probably tell a difference between, well, maybe, because ours, we got that southern drawl, though. That's what gives it off.
If you played him a video of somebody from Boston?
Boston. Well, yeah.
Or some asshole from Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota. North Dakota.
It's cold outside.
No.
They sound more Canadian than they do anything else. And that's what I think is kind of just weird. Like, he's not, like, I think we could be able to pick out somebody from even, like, fucking West Texas. Or maybe wouldn't know that they're from West Texas, but like, okay, they're not from here. They're not from our little region of the same state. Yeah. And when you overlay Texas over England, I mean, same we're size. Bigger.
Oh, yeah. Texas is the size of England.
Right. So
that's so crazy.
It's like picking out somebody from fucking Houston or like really deep South Texas versus where we're at. There's enough difference that you go, yeah, that dude's not from fucking East Texas.
Yeah.
He's not from here.
Literally, I can tell the difference between someone that lives like 5 minutes down the road from me. Literally, it takes me 5 minutes to get to where my friend lives, and they talk completely different. Like Gillingham, Hempstead, where I live, to Chatham, you would know the difference. They'll be like, it's a completely different tone. Do you know what I mean? They take it from, well, I don't know where they get it from, but it's more, I suppose it's more London-based, more chavvy is what they would say. More chavvy, more of a sort of poorer sort of tone.
Is it more like a working class accent?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it... It's hard to say because I'd consider myself working class, but then some people would say, oh, he sounds posh, but I don't think I sound posh. I think I'm working class.
So,
you know what I mean? Because working class, I'm like.
It's like you sound more like the Statham Cockney accent versus like the royal, you know, British royals when they're fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like from The Crown, yes.
Yeah. No, you don't sound like The Crown, yeah.
Well, I mean, for instance, let me see if I can get to it. Can you give me some Bluetooth volume here?
You don't have that royal.
It's all right. It's up. Okay, I just need to turn mine up then. Oh, I'm not connected to the fucking thing. That's why you can't hear shit. Let me do that real quick. While his little intro music plays.
What are we listening to?
Sounds like poor music.
Jigs.
Oh, Jigs.
I don't think Jigs.
Caravan of Love for another Jigs' review.
That's Jigs' voice?
Yeah.
Or alcohol. Yes. We're doing alcohol again. I got another bottle of vodka today.
I hear a difference.
There is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Given to me.
Yeah, I think Jig sounds more posh than me, to be fair.
I was going to say that. He sounds more posh than you do.
But he says that I'm posh. he thinks because he lives in a caravan, he ain't posh. Let's compare bank accounts. I bet he's posher than me. I
pulled it down
off
the shelf. I thought, let's review this little beauty. So...
Yeah, he's right old David Beckham over here.
Yeah.
Condensate, is that the fridge? I like to keep my vodka cold before I drink it. So yeah, we've got Shrock Black Raspberry Vodka. It is a limited...
When he said something about I like to keep it cold for when I drink it, that almost sounded a little Irish.
Right.
That was weird. Oh well.
He also says raspberry wrong.
What does he say?
Raspberry.
Raspberry. He said it weird.
Raspberry.
Yeah, let me back it up a second.
You can still buy this. I double checked online first. Because there's no point reviewing something.
Just double tap it.
So, here it is. Nice and condensated. It's out of the fridge. I like to keep my vodka cold before I drink it. So, yeah,
that's out of hours.
Black raspberry vodka.
Raspberry.
It's a limited edition.
It feels like.
Speaking of patrons, like Jigs.
Yeah, there you go.
As we talk shit about it. We love you, Jigs.
We got Jigs from Jigs Views and Reviews. We have Brian Stetzel from the Herfcast. He has a podcast where, Jigs has a podcast talking where he reviews shit called Jigs Views and Reviews. He has a YouTube channel also. Brian Stetzel from the Herfcast. He has a podcast called the Herfcast where he reviews or talks about cigars. If you need to know information about cigars, go check him out. And then we have Josh Dunaway, a.k.a. Burt Dodge. He does not have a podcast, but he rides bicycles.
He does ride bicycles.
Yes. Thank you to all of our patrons.
Yeah. Those are our top patrons.
Yes, those are our top. We appreciate it.
Matter of fact, that what you were just listening to was a video by Jigs on his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That's how we're able to pull up that audio that quick. He's reviewing Ciroc Black Raspberry.
Raspberry.
Vodka.
Raspberry.
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 And see, here's what I think. People say that Southerners... like, we speak lazily. Like, we clip off the end of words, and if it's got a fucking ing on the end, we ain't using that.
It's im.
Yeah. And I feel like it's the same way with, like, Mark's British accent. I feel like he stops partway through most of his words and then just moves on to the next word.
I don't give a fuck, though. That's why.
See, right there. He's like, I don't give a fuck. And it's like, what happened to the other two letters? You stopped at the U.
I don't give a fuck. That's why.
Well, Brian listens to the podcast sped up because y'all talk so slow.
Oh, I did that shit the other day when he said that. I was like, what do we sound like at 1.5 speed? And we sound like we're on all the fucking meth.
Meth.
Yes. This fucking chatty, super chatty Kathy's in here like, what are you doing over there?
Fucking micro machines.
Yes. I was like, there's no way. And I did it for a minute, and I was like, oh, I see. Your brain just figures it out.
Figure it out.
Because I listen to it out. I listen to a lot of audiobooks, and I'm like, I could save myself. Like, this audiobook is fucking 11 hours long. I'm like, fuck, I could do this in 5 hours if I sped this up 2x, but I feel like I'd miss a lot of the nuance.
Yeah, you don't have time to process it and build your own vision of what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I said, I listened to us at 1.5 for, I don't know, like 10, 15 minutes, and I was like, your brain just figures it out. Like, it's, oh, okay, we're just listening to somebody talk fast now. That's just all there is to it.
Some people get their point across quick, though, don't they? When they're talking, you know what they're saying. They just get it out, and they're there. But, like, I've got, like, a sister, and she drags out a 1 minute story to a 20 fucking 5 minute story.
That's me when I'm drunk.
I was fixing to say, that's Curtis.
Yep.
It's like, I don't need to know that. You know, just get to the point.
I didn't need to know the color of your shoes you were wearing that
day. So I was going to the store, and I think I had them on my Blue Hills. My Blue Hills.
Anita was there.
Yeah.
You probably know Anita's cousin.
Yeah, so I stopped and talked to her for a little bit, and, you know, her family's doing good.
It was about 63 degrees that day.
Yeah, and then at the end, she's like, anyways, I ended up getting a bag of chips, so.
Yep.
All the details, I did it.
Here we go. This is us at 1.5 speed.
It's our fault. I know. That's why I just said, man, I don't care if you do or not. I still pay you. That's what he said. He goes, I still pay you. I'm like, all right. Yeah.
I like shit, actually.
So, yeah. That's that.
I don't like it with water in it.
Somebody breathed last.
That was me. I just did that.
Huh?
I just did that.
No, that was on the recording.
No, that was not.
The quick one?
That was me.
Sounded like a dog sniffing your ass.
That was me just then, in the fucking moment.
Here we go, listen.
That's what he said. He goes, I still pay you. I'm like, all right.
Who is on it?
Who listens to it like that? That's impossible.
Fun fact.
I don't like it.
I had trouble understanding what I was saying at that speed. I was like, what did I say?
Right.
To us, we actually sound like we talk fast whenever we're sitting here talking.
But yeah,
exactly.
When you listen to it on a recording, it's just fucking slow.
Yeah.
It's even worse if you slow it down, because I did that too. I took it down to half speed. We've done it before, we sound drunk.
Yeah. Oh, shit, where are we at?
I don't know.
It's been the longest 40 minutes ever.
Yeah, it is. We had to take a little intermission. Mark had some technical difficulties on his end. He doesn't know how to plug in an iPad.
I can nip off and play a bit of Warzone. I was getting withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah.
So we talked about in the last episode, Mark does the engravings and all. So you and I had a conversation, I don't know, several weeks ago about the little bit of a nightmare that you were dealing with your neighbor. I'd like to fucking dig into that a little bit, because it doesn't compute for me as an American Texan type thing. So do you want to give us a little quick understanding of what the fuck was going on with your neighbor bitching?
Yeah, so we're in England, we're pretty tight packed. You know, you've probably got a lot of space between you and your neighbors, I guess. You know, big gardens, big plots, and then you keep yourselves to yourselves. I don't know, but
yeah, I'm just so everybody understands, a garden is a backyard.
Yeah,
not because we say garden, we're thinking, oh, there's like 17 rows of corn and potatoes. There's some tomatoes over here.
Yeah,
either that or you're thinking lady garden. That's what you're thinking, ain't ya?
A what? A lady garden?
Yeah.
That seems kind of sexist. No. Seems kind of sexist.
Nope. I hadn't been in a lady garden in a minute.
Lady garden. In the lady garden. All right, we'll get off that topic. That could be a sketchy area, that. So I've got a neighbour where our garden's back onto each other, and she's been smelling the smoke coming out from, obviously, the engravings that I do. And she wrote, I mean, apparently she came around to my house and knocked on the door a few times, but I haven't heard her knock on the door, but I wouldn't do if I was down here at the bottom of my garden engraving. Yeah, so she then phoned me, because I gave my number to, because she wrote to the council, so the council got in touch with me, and she the council basically said to me, the neighbours complaining about this smoke coming out of your building down at the bottom of your garden. So I said, well, you know, I told the council what I was doing. I said, it's a little thing on the side, not much smoke, blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, I'm happy for you to give my details to the neighbour, whoever it is, and I'll have a chat with her one-on-one, you know, to let her know what I'm doing, etc. So that's what they did, and she got in touch with me, and I just explained to her that it's a laser engraver and blah, blah, blah. I just do these little things on the side and go to these shows, but I haven't done a show for like a year because of COVID and all that bollocks. So it turns out she's all okay about it. I think what she was concerned about was that I had a fucking furnace. She thought I had a furnace and I was burning like rubbish and stuff in here. I was going to set a house on fire. So that was like absolutely random. I don't know why she thought that.
Yeah, but I thought there was for a little bit, you were having, like, you were not really even able to engrave because you were worried about her getting you in trouble with, like, I guess the council or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, because I thought they were going to, like, come around and say you couldn't do that anymore, and then obviously that would fuck me up because I make a little bit of money off the shows that I normally do, even though I haven't done it for a year. And if it does all resume, then obviously it will hit me because I won't be able to make any money off it.
Right, you'd have to go get like a proper storefront type thing to be able to do it in, rather than being able to do it out of your damn backyard.
Exactly, yeah. So, but turns out she was okay with it. Once she found out that, you know, I was just doing this little thing on the side and it wasn't sort of rubbish that was burning and had a giant furnace in this building. I mean, it's only a small building anyway. It's like a little shed that, you know, just at the bottom of my garden. But she was fine with it in the end. What she ended up complaining about was some foxes that living under my building. But I was like, yeah, well,
I can't get rid of them. Yeah, I mean, that's fucking wildlife, love.
Tell her to stop being a Karen.
Right. And that's what I was, when he was telling me all this, I was like, you know, because I think he had like a legit concern. He's like, you know, maybe they can come around and if they find out I'm doing this, right? They can come shut me down because it's like a business on a non-business property and all this shit, right? And I was like,
yeah,
that's just here. And I'm sure there's cities, you know, larger cities and stuff where, you know, that would probably be an issue. But around here, I think most of us would just tell them people to go get fucked.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, sorry. I'm sorry that I'm infiltrating your fucking space with the sweet smell of cherry wood burning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if that was the case, nobody would be able to barbecue. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be able to smoke meats or even have a fucking grill going because some old lady over here is worried about some fucking wildlife and your goddamn business.
Well, that was part of our conversation because when she phoned and she was complaining, I said, I don't know if it's like that that you're actually smelling because I've got a wood burner, like a log burner, that I've had going through the summer. And my next door neighbor's got a barbecue that's got a smoker on the side and he's obviously putting like little wood chippings in there to smoke the meat. Mm-hmm. And I said, it could be that you're smelling. So it's, you know, it's hard to say whether it's actually my engravings that's causing you the issues because it's not exactly a strong smell. It doesn't give off a lot of smoke. But, you know, she was all right in the end. She was just, as I say, she was more concerned about the foxes living under the building than anything else.
What the fuck is she worried about? This lady has, she needs a fucking hobby.
Yeah.
It's what she needs.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do something with your life and stay the fuck out of my business.
It costs $0 to mind your own fucking business.
Exactly. You can go quidless and mind your own motherfucking business.
Quidless. I told you how quickly you pick up this language. I know you're saying quidless.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we'll bastardize it. Don't fool yourself. We'll figure out a way. We'll come up with some British terminologies and we'll Americanize it real quick for you.
Yeah.
But no, I was, when he was telling me that story, I was like, oh my God, there's just that whole scenario would have went down completely differently, particularly in our area. Like I said, there's major cities and shit that have like homeowners associations and like the city ordinances are real strict and all that kind of shit. And that's why I choose not to fucking live there. But I think I just tell my neighbor, like, hey, fuck off.
Yeah, it can get strict where we live. I mean, that's what I was worried about. I was looking at fucking ordering in specialist extraction units and things like that from fucking Scandinavia and places like that. I was like, oh, I can get it off eBay cheap, and I was thinking that it's like £1,500, but I can't afford it, but I'll just get a loan and just so I can keep going, things like that. Shit. Turns out, like, one conversation and she was like, oh yeah, don't worry about it, but it's mainly the foxes that are pissing me off because they've been crapping in my garden and scaring my dogs. And I was like, well, fuck, I can't do anything about that. I'm not David Attenborough, bitch.
Be like, hey, you know what? If we lived in America, you could just shoot them foxes.
Well, that's right. Go get you a fucking slingshot and shoot them bastards.
Yeah, boar trap.
They do that over here as well, don't they? They love a bit of fox hunting over here.
Yeah, they get up and they have their fucking toast with Marmite on it and a little bit of fucking marmalade and tea. And they have a whole fucking spread with sausages and everything else at 3:30 in the fucking morning, sitting there with a little bow ties and shit on.
And fucking go out and kill some foxes.
There was somebody, I watched a video a while back of a guy that was teaching like a proper British breakfast before a fox hunt. He made this whole fucking video and it's like, oh my God, like this is nothing but pomp and fucking circumstance is all this is.
Yeah.
Like nobody gets up and makes that kind of breakfast in the real world.
Well, we do like over here we say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I don't know if you do the same, but
that's what they say.
We can have the breakfast be the biggest meal of the day with all sausages, eggs, bacon, chips.
I'm just not ever that hungry in the morning to eat that much.
Yeah, me neither.
That's too much food, man. I wake up not real hungry. I can't eat all that shit.
No. I usually have like a
Red Bull. From time to time, though, we do fancy it. We're like, oh, a nice full English.
Let me ask you this. Y'all, like we do over here, sometimes eat breakfast food for dinner, for like your supper?
Not very often, no.
Well, we do that shit over here.
You'll have like
Like bacon and eggs and toast at like 6 p.m.
We got whole restaurants dedicated to that.
Yeah.
IHOP, Waffle House,
yeah.
Denny's.
They'll get breakfast food any time of day.
What is that?
You can get it. I mean, you can get all day breakfast.
Burnt sausage patties?
No, those are mushroom caps.
Yeah, but mushroom caps. Because see, here's mushrooms. That's got to be sausage.
No, Mark said they don't have this kind of sausage. This is what they have.
The links?
Yeah. Because I was trying to talk about Jimmy Dean, like, crumbly sausage. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about, crumbly sausage? I'm like, it's breakfast sausage that you crumble up. And he's like, you can't
crumble
links.
Sausages aren't crumbly. Biscuits are crumbly. You don't fucking crumble sausage.
He said you can't crumble sausage.
You gotta send him some fucking Jimmy Dean now. I don't know if you can send food like that.
That is a ish steak.
Is that a testicle?
Is it a pretty standard thing to have fucking pork and beans?
Is that a
labia?
Like
on your breakfast plate?
Is that a labia?
Pork and beans. What, like,
Well, the picture we're looking at is your link sausage with mushrooms, yeah, beans, bacon, steak fries, egg on toast,
yeah,
and then like a, yeah, what appears to be like a really thin steak.
Mmm.
The inside of a vagina.
Yeah, that from here it looks
the
like
labia minora.
Yep, that's exactly what it looks like.
I don't know, somebody scooped out somebody's
cunt and grilled it a little bit and just threw it on a plate.
Well, yeah. I don't know if I've had that for breakfast very often, but
it looks like a piece of a kebab.
Yes.
If I've got a bad hangover, I'll have a kebab for breakfast, that's for sure. But
that's what
a full English is generally like sausage, bacon, eggs, beans, toast.
Beans for breakfast.
Now, when you say bacon, do you mean like strip bacon, or are you talking about like ham?
No, like strip bacon.
Okay.
Like thinly sliced.
Yeah.
Right.
Piece of bacon that you'd have in a sandwich, kind of thing.
Yeah. I do like the idea of having some fucking grilled tomatoes with my breakfast.
Grilled tomatoes.
Yep, grilled tomatoes, mushrooms.
I'm getting fucking hungry, guys. Already.
You make me hungry as well.
Go snatch up some more of that child's pizza.
Yeah, child's pizza. I'll go and get some. They leave all their food. I don't know what's up with them. My kids are strange. I'm like, well, I'm going to eat that later.
Y'all don't fuck with, like, cereal for breakfast? Like, fucking Fruit Loops or Bran, Tony the Tiger? None of that shit?
Yeah, we do. I mean, well, the kids do. I mean, we generally have our own stuff, do you know what I mean? Toast, Marmite, and I haven't had a cooked breakfast for a while. I think Sarah needs to pull her finger out. I don't know what she's doing. I mean, what's she bringing to the party if she's not cooking me a cooked breakfast?
Is that a new statement I need to start
pull
using?
Pull a finger out.
Pull a finger out.
Yep. It is a letter.
You know she don't look. She don't listen to this podcast. You can tell that, can't you?
But I've just never heard that term. I'm going to start using it.
She's amazing. She does me cooked breakfast all the time.
Pull a finger out, Ashley. Get in here, cook me some dinner.
Pull your finger out. That's like get the lead out.
What the fuck?
Oh, God.
Fucking Mark just went off for a second. He's like, man, y'all making me hungry. God damn it, what the fuck is my wife doing right now? Why is she not making me a meal?
I've been cooking breakfast for like a year. Son of a bitch.
That was 100% a British version of a guy losing his shit. And he's like, pull your finger out, let's go.
Hey, is son of a bitch, is that English slang? Or did you pick that up from Aaron and
I think I'll pick that up from
son of a bitch.
From you. Son of a bitch.
God dang.
Oh, God dang.
God damn son of a bitch. Yeah, that's from you. Definitely.
Fucking nailed it right there.
You're like, who the fuck have you been talking to?
Yep.
Mine's more like fucking fat ugly shit. You haven't made me a breakfast.
Yeah. So I don't know if I don't know if I told you that. The other day, me and... It's been a while now, but me and Jenny and him are playing, and all of a sudden, I hear Mark go, get the fuck out of the way.
Oh.
Move. Move. You fat, ugly shit. Move. And I was like... And me and Jenny are just sitting there quiet like, the fuck no is he talking to? And I was like, does he have a cat or something that's in front of the TV? And Jenny goes, Mark, who the fuck are you talking to? And he goes, fucking Sarah. And I was like, oh!
I was like, get the fuck out of the way, you fat, ugly cunt.
But they had planned it out beforehand.
Oh, God.
They set y'all up.
Yeah, and me and Jenny were just like, what the fuck? I was like,
she's neither fat nor ugly.
No, but just the way he was talking to her, I was like, no fucking way, dude.
Yeah, why?
I've been super harsh.
And then they both just bust out laughing. I was like, okay.
Yeah, Mark's wife's neither fat nor ugly. So.
No.
She does look very British, though. Like, yeah, when you look very, like, oh, that's what a British lady looks
like.
She
looks very posh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she's posher than me, that's for sure. Even people at work, they're like, oh, that's your wife. So I'm like, yeah, well, what are you saying? Like,
how
I think
did
they
you,
think I'm...
Like, how did you get
they're
her?
Like...
Mark's like, I carry like, around a fucking hammer full time.
You're like, how did you get her? Yeah. How did you get her? What have you done? How much have you paid her?
How big is your dick?
Yeah. Well, my nickname's Beast Snake. What can I tell you?
Yep.
Yeah, I wish that was true. She'd tell you different. She'd be like, fuck, he ain't no Beast Snake.
I'll tell Mark, I've told y'all before, my father-in-law, he has a, what is it called? It's drop foot. There's something where he has like a pinched nerve or whatever. And like he can't lift. Is it his left foot?
Yeah.
One of the feet.
Yeah, I think it's his left foot. Like when he takes a step, the nerve is pinched to the point to where he can't lift his toe up as he takes a step. So he has to like, he walks with a different kind of
gait. He swings it and just kind of sets it back down.
Flicks it.
Yeah. So when I first met him, I saw him walking and, you know, I got comfortable around him to a point where I was finally like, what the fuck is that about? Can you tell me what the fuck's going on with that? And it was a while, actually. I mean, I've been around for a minute before I actually got an explanation from him. But his first answer was, he said, well, you know I was in the Army, right? And I was like, yeah. He goes, I was in Vietnam. He said, when I was in Vietnam, I lost my right leg. And he said, I taught my dick to bend at the knee and wear a shoe. He said, as good as I can do. That's the answer you should give him, Mark, when they ask you how you got your leg. You're like, well, I was in Nam.
Yeah, when I was in Nam, back when I was in Nam.
Lost my leg.
Fuck.
I like to say to people, well, I kick it when I'm walking up the stairs.
Gets in the way. Sometimes I sit on it.
Right.
That's like, there's a joke that a bunch of different servicemen are like measuring. They're having a dick measuring contest. Mm-hmm. But you got this old fucking salty, like, lieutenant colonel or gunnery sergeant or whatever, and so they're all dropping trowel and they're measuring their dicks. Well, anyway, this old fucking salty gunny pulls his pants down and they're measuring from like the tip to the nuts, right? Mm-hmm. So he pulls his pants down and they're like, well, what the fuck, where are your nuts? He's like, they're in fucking Korea. Well, you win.
Yeah.
Yep.
How do they measure over there? They say, well, I'm 500 centimeters.
Yeah. If you tell somebody how tall you are, how tall are you, Mark?
I think 5'11".
Okay.
5'11" inches. They also measure TVs in inches also. They get a 75-inch TV.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. I've only got a 50-inch TV.
That's funny because when our kids get measured, I mean, obviously the doctor... You know, we end up with the 5'1" or whatever it is. But, like, literally when babies are measured, they do centimeters first.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they do that here as well.
Weird.
Yeah, it's random.
Which I was actually talking about, like, measuring his dick. Like, you guys talk about, well, I'm 3.5 inches on a good day
or whatever.
I'm wondering if they're like that. If they're all like, oh, I'm centimeters.
Who says, just out of curiosity, who's saying they're 3.5 inches on a good day?
I'm not telling nobody that.
I don't know.
I'm bragging just, that.
I like how they break each other's balls about only being like 3.5 or 4 inches.
Are we talking about like soft or erect?
I don't know what y'all are talking about when you measure. I mean, do y'all get it hard to measure?
No, it's definitely erect.
You got to measure erect.
Okay, and do you measure from your ball sack, the underside, or the top side?
The real measurement is the top side.
It just depends. I like to push in my fupa, too, so it makes it longer.
Yeah, you got to get past that fat.
We saw something the
like
other day where somebody
from
said...
from the bell end all the way to the arse.
The bell end.
He said the bell end to the asshole.
Yeah.
He calls it a belly and not a mushroom tip.
The knob. The knob to the butthole.
the knob to the butt cheek. Get those extra inches in.
Oh shit.
Oh. Yeah, that's the whole thing. If I could like just cut out all the parts that is my dick and just like lay it on a table, it's way bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Than what usable meat there is.
True. There's 3 or 4 inches tucked up in there.
Yeah, there is. It's like, why does it need to be in there? I mean, I guess you had to have a base, a stability for stabbing people with it, but...
stabbing it's people. All about the stabilization.
That's right. It's like, hey, look, I only got 5 to give you, but I got a strong 8-inch base, so don't worry.
I've got a good base. Thank
well, I mean, if it was just attached at the surface level, you'd break that motherfucker off.
That's what I'm saying.
Trick fucking.
That's what you say. You just say, hey, baby, if you get on top, depending on how heavy you are, I can give you a couple of inches more.
The fatter, the better.
Yep. The heavier you are, the longer that dick get.
That's right. God damn it. Jesus Christ. All right.
Welcome Aaron to the Bailey. Shit show.
Hmm?
Do some work.
Patreon.com/BeardedIdiots. BeardedIdiots.com. TheBeardStruggle.com. Enter code BeardedIdiots for 15% off all your orders.
Super fast SSD. That's actually true, guys.
Flux capacitor.
1.21 gigawatts.
Changeable faceplate.
Intercooler. Water cooled.
Water cooled.
Turbocharged. Discord.
That thing got NOS on it?
2 big ones. Discord. Go over to Discord and you can talk to us all the time, real time. And we also have a phone number. Call us and leave us a message. Mm-hmm. Say something to us. Tell us a joke.
Oh, speaking of which.
Or request a whiskey review that you want to hear about. Or just cuss us out. I don't care what you do. Yeah, 903.
No, or fuck your mum.
Or fuck your mum.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You bunch of cunts. Just give them some money.
Yeah.
They're fucking busting their balls here.
Yeah. This is hard work.
We've got all this sorts of shit going on, and you're fucking pissing about with not fucking doing all this. That's whatever. Right. Just give them some fucking cash.
There you go.
Let me hold a dollar.
Get on with it.
That's what I told him.
Give them some cash and get on with it. They make good content.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
End of.
God damn, I wish we wouldn't have talked through that. We could have used that.
Period.
All right, Mark.
Hard stop.
Say that again.
I can't say that again. Say that again. Yeah, all that shit I just talked off the top of my head and fucking half drunk. Yeah, I can't say that again.
So here's what we have so
that's
far.
That's what happened.
In our phone number database. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes, I was trying to leave a message for Savannah Jackson. Oh, I was trying to show you 903-235. Thank you and Happy New Year.
That's it. That's all we got.
Okay. If you want to leave a message like that, call 903-309-1831. 903-309-1831. Thank you. That's all I got. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands, great dick.
All right, thanks for listening, you folks.
Bye.
Oh, is that it? That's it. All right, bye.
It's hot showtime.
It's fucking here.
And they awesome. Get warmed up.
The heat is on.
Mark, bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye.